We discussed with him issues of the continuation of human rights abuses in Marange, especially by the Zimbabwe National Army and the support unit police. We also discussed the issues of illegal panning taking place there at the hands of the army and their civilian syndicates. We also talked about the theft of diamonds from the Kanadi mining site by employees who are now overtaking the illegal panners in supplying diamonds to buyers. And we also looked at the issue of the cross-border smuggling of diamonds into Mozambique and giving him the information and the evidence of the occurrence of these activities. And as civil society, of course, we are also interested in exposing how much the government is losing revenue through this illicit trade in the Marange diamonds.
Mr. Magu, can you also explain, you have mentioned the issue of the civil society. Can you explain your role as civic groups in the Kimberley process?
The civil society coalition in KP, it completes the tripartite arrangement of the Kimberley process. But the main role of civil society is to play the role of a watchdog, whereby it goes around diamond-producing countries, compiling evidence of human rights abuses, of shady deals involving diamonds, and then make some advocacy work to expose these issues. But when it comes to the decision-making, it is done by the member states which form the KP. Otherwise, at the voting stage, the civil society does not have any power to influence decision except just lobbying the member states to decide on what to do.
Mr. Magu, I understand Mr. Chikane proceeded to go to Marange after your meeting with him. Did he give you an inclination as to whether Zimbabwe is going to be suspended from the Kimberley process or is going to remain on board?
Mr. Chikane was still in the midst of his tour. Yesterday was simply the second day of the visit, and he was simply interested in going to the field to go wider, because in the first visit, he was not allowed by the government to visit all the sites of Chiagwa diamond fields. He was simply taken to certain places where the government wanted him to go. And yesterday, he was planning to cover the entire 70,000 hectares of Chiagwa, and also to see the fresh pits which have been dug during the process of panning. And after that, he's also going to meet other stakeholders. So we will only know about his decision on Friday at the end of his tour.
And lastly, in June, there's going to be the Kimberley Process meeting in Israel. What do you expect to come out of that meeting?
I think there's going to be much acrimony over Zimbabwe in that, since Namibia, in fact, at the Swakopmund conference in Namibia, a joint work plan was agreed on Zimbabwe. And it was agreed that by June, Zimbabwe should have met the minimum standards of the KP. And it is clear that at this point, the Zimbabwe government has not moved an inch in trying to fulfill the minimum standards of the KP or to comply with the joint work plan. So civil society and other countries are going to make a lot of noise in Israel. But I also see a situation whereby the SADC members are going to stand with Zimbabwe and say the country needs more time, and given that decisions at Kimberley are consensus-based, it's not about the majority vote, it's about what the entire group has agreed on. The resistance from SADC will ensure that Zimbabwe is likely to stay in KP despite its lack of political will to implement the joint work plan and to comply with the minimum standards of Kimberley.